You're listening to View from the Couch, a podcast about TV, movies, DVD, and just about anything from parents with children. And now, your hosts, Kent and Michelle. Welcome to View from the Couch for Wednesday, March 30th. And Michelle is working tonight, so I have two special co-hosts.
Connor.
And Emily. Nice. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
This is nice. I have talked to you in the show before, but I've never actually co-hosted with you before. You up for it?
Yeah.
Think you can keep up?
Maybe.
On the daddy train to Funsville?
Yeah, sure.
So, what are you guys up to right now? You guys are on some sort of a thing that happens in
spring break.
Spring break. So what happens? Do you still go to school during spring break?
Yeah.
No.
Ah, busted. Yeah. Got ya. So you don't go to school. So what do? Just lay about?
Play DS.
Run around like a maniac.
Emily, well, Mom said you guys woke up at like 5 o'clock this morning to watch Kung Fu Panda.
No, it wasn't because of Kung Fu Panda. I woke up and,
I just couldn't get back to sleep.
It was Kung Fu Panda. I'm betting anything it was Kung Fu Panda. Because you guys are notorious for when you can't when you're excited about something, you can't sleep. You can't get to sleep, you can't stay asleep. Wow. Why are you so quiet? You guys are just sitting there. This is radio, man. You gotta talk. So Kung Fu Panda, what do you like about that? I think it's a dumb movie.
I think it's dumb?
I'm just trying to egg you on. You like it? What do you like about
it? It's funny.
It's
funny.
Yeah, I like it.
You like the voices? You like, oh, lots of action.
Yeah.
Skadoosh. So you're pretty excited to hear that they're making another one?
Yeah.
And maybe more than one?
And I heard they're making a Puss in Boots movie, too.
That's right. Puss in Boots.
They're making a
Puss
in Boots. That's right.
I think it's this new movie called Hop about an Easter Bunny.
Yes.
No, a bunny new that has dream, a father that's Easter
DreamWorks
bunny.
Movie about a bunny called Hop. That should be exciting. So what do you guys plan to do with yourselves this week? I heard Mom had you clean the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
But
every Saturday from now on, we have to clean our bathroom.
Wow. That's...
And that's the only day we have to ourselves.
That's child labor is what that is. So let me get this straight. You use that bathroom, and the woman has the gall to expect you to clean it.
I think...
Busted.
I respect that.
See? See there?
I think we should have more involvement in cleaning the house.
Mom, Emily thinks they should have more involvement in cleaning the house. True enough. So what do you plan to do with the rest of your week? What are your big plans?
I want to go to Galaxyland.
You want to go to Galaxyland. Galaxyland, for people who don't know, is at West Edmonton Mall. It's about 5 minutes from our house, and it is outrageously expensive to go there. It's like $100. It would be $100 for the four of us to go for a day. $100. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
It would?
Trust me. And that's why every Saturday when you say, can we go to Galaxyland? I say, nah. Can we go to the water park? And the water park is also at West Edmonton Mall, and it's, again, about $100. No. But we can go to a pool. We went to a pool last weekend that was fun, hey? Has a play park and
Millennium
all sorts of kind
place.
Of... Millennium Place. Well, what are you going to do with the rest of your week?
Well, I...
Lays about? Are you going to bring in any money or anything, or...?
I'm planning to watch... A new, I'm planning to, watch a movie every day.
Watch a movie every day?
Yeah.
That's like Nirvana. That's the dream. That is living the dream.
I know. I want to watch, one of the new movies every day. So tomorrow...
What new movies?
Like a new... movie that's out on Blu-ray.
So shouldn't we talk about the movies that we've watched?
Just wait, Emily's talking. Just a minute.
Today we watched Kung Fu Panda. Tomorrow I want to watch WALL-E.
Yeah.
The day after tomorrow I want to watch...
So you're doing a kids animated
Up.
Week.
Up will be on Wednesday.
So WALL-E tomorrow, Up on Wednesday.
Kids did it here today.
I'm still waiting for The Incredibles to come out on Blu-ray. That's coming soon, fairly soon. Tangled comes out this week on Blu-ray.
Tangled.
You know what else we're going to do? I don't know how you guys are going to feel about this. There's a movie called The Ten Commandments. It's the story of Moses. It's 4 hours long. It's coming out on Blu-ray this week. It was made in the 1950s, and we're going to watch it.
4 hours?
4 hours.
This well is dry.
This well is dry? What does that mean?
I'm out.
You're out? This well is dry. What are you, 9 or 900? Connor turns 9 on April 1st. Happy almost birthday to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Too bad we have no plans. Maybe. I think from now on we're going to have minimalist birthdays. You'll wake up,
and
we'll make you cry, make you go back to bed, and that'll be it. That'll be your birthday.
You know what?
Until next year.
You know what my teacher, Mr. Close, said?
What did your teacher, Mr. Close, say?
He said,
you should have a birthday week.
A birthday week.
A birthday week where a whole entire week you get whatever you want and you get a whole week to yourself.
And do you remember what I said the very first time you said that he said that?
Bring me my beans on the silver platter.
No, I said, will Mr. Close fund this week of fun and frivolity? Because I will not.
Can probably hear you.
No, he can't. Does David Close listen to our show? Probably not. But he might. You never know.
I'll tell him.
You will? Oh, no. Okay, so moving right along. What did we watch in preparation for this week? You guys watched
G-Force.
And I was all excited because I heard it was called G-Force, and I thought it was Battle of the Planets, the animated series that I watched when I was a kid. But oh, no. It's CG animated vermin.
It's not hamster. Crap.
But anyway.
I mean guinea pigs.
But anyway, of course, G-Force is a Disney vault. So G-Force, a 2009 spy comedy movie produced by Jerry Bruckheimer for Walt Disney Pictures in Disney Digital 3D. Talk about it. What did you like?
I liked...
They're spies?
It was awesome.
I liked the hamsters, and I liked the part when they got stuck in a cage in the pet store.
You guys also... Connor really liked the mice. Was it the mice that you liked?
Yeah.
There are three mice, and they all talk at the exact same time.
That's funny.
Busted!
That's funny. So, what did you really like about it? Did you like the animation?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really cool.
Did you like the character voices?
In the end, their friend turned on them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's a star-nosed mole.
Speckles.
So for adults who are listening, the cast is quite a good cast. Voice cast includes Sam Rockwell, Penelope Cruz, Nicolas Cage, Zach Galifianakis, Bill Nighy, Jon Favreau, and Steve Buscemi. There you go. Film has received largely negative reviews. Rotten Tomatoes reported the film has a 22% rotten rating based on 86 reviews with an average score of 4.4 out of 10. Ouch. Metacritic also attests the film has received an average score of 41 out of 100 based on 19 reviews. So not very good. Roger Ebert gave the film 2.5 stars out of 4, saying, quote, G-Force is a pleasant, inoffensive 3D animated farce about a team of super spy guinea pigs who do battle with a mad billionaire who wants to conquer the Earth by programming all the home appliances made by his corporation to follow his instructions. It will possibly be enjoyed by children of all ages. So that is a nice and neutral review. but the film was the number one film at the box office for its opening weekend, making $31.7 million, replacing Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. The film has ultimately grossed $292.8 million. So that's it. That's all you guys have to say about it. G-Force. Disney movie.
It rocks.
Jerry Bruckheimer.
I like the hamsters that they can talk.
Yeah.
It's funny. They wear these headgear things, and then they can talk to people.
So they're like FBI agents, like super secret spy kind of guys?
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. So, out of 10. G-Force. Connor and Emily give G-Force... Ooh, 5. Really?
Six,
I thought you liked it more
seven,
than that.
7.
7. Okay, Emily says 7 out of 10, and Connor says...
20!
Ha ha ha, you failed math. Connor says...
10.
10. 10 out of 10?
That's
yeah!
Hard.
Why is everything 10 out of 10?
It's not everything out of 10 out of 10.
Okay, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What's the most awesome movie you've ever seen? What's your favorite movie ever?
Tough one. Tick, tock. What's it called?
Talk,
it's a tick, it's about talk. A game?
About a game. Well, that narrows it down.
Band up in space?
Oh, Zathura.
Yeah.
Really?
Zathura.
Zathura is
awesome
your favorite
game.
Movie?
Yeah, it's,
okay.
It's awesome.
So let's say Zathura is a... Let's say that's an 11 out of 10 for you. So, based on 11 out of 10 for Zathura, your favorite movie, G-Force is a... G-Force is a... 10 out of 10?
9.
Now you're guessing.
I like it too!
Okay, Connor is an eternal optimist. Everything is at least a 9 or 10 out of 10. Great.
Say 2.
So it was also a video game, but you guys haven't played that. I think you'll live without playing that.
There's a video game?
Yeah, a video game based on the film released for PS3, PS2, Xbox 360, blah, 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 blah. Pretty much every platform out there.
Wow.
So, G-Force.
DS.
DS. Yes, DS. So that was that. Now, we followed that up with... Nanny McPhee,
the Big Bang.
And the Big Bang.
I just
so, Nanny McPhee, obviously a sequel released in the U.S. and Canada as Nanny McPhee Returns. It was released in the U.K. as And the Big Bang. 2010 family film, sequel to the 2005 film Nanny McPhee, was adapted by screenwriter Emma Thompson from Christiana Brand's Nurse Matilda books. So...
I like
Nanny McPhee and the Big Bang
a lot because I like Nanny McPhee. I saw the first movie and I thought it was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
And my favorite part in the second movie was the part when the pigs jump in the water and
yes.
they're doing synchronized dancing.
How many? There's probably 8 pigs, little piglets, and they're doing synchronized swimming.
I actually liked the second one better than the first one.
Yeah.
Because it has the pigs that dance.
Did you find... I watched it with you guys, and I found the story was quite similar.
Yeah.
It was bad kids, Nanny McPhee comes, they learn how to behave, yada yada.
Except the cousins come.
Right.
And
but you didn't find that boring?
We're in the land of poo.
Yeah, we're in the land of poo. You didn't find that was...
Now poo?
You didn't find it boring? No?
Poop is as far as the eye
yes, so
see.
As the... Lovely. As the kids are saying here... It's a family whose father is off fighting in the war, World War II, and so the mom and the 3 kids are home on a farm by themselves, having trouble making ends meet. They can't afford to pay off their tractor so that they can bring in their harvest so that they can pay for their farm.
And then this guy's trying to steal
yes.
the farm.
The brother-in-law of the mom is trying to he's trying to make sure they lose the farm so that he can sell it because he's part owner.
And because these 2 girls, they said they're going to remove his kidneys.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
right.
Then
there's,
at the end...
There's the girls who come to kind of... He owes them a bunch of money, so he comes to try and get them to pay off that debt, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're threatening to take his kidneys. Gosh. So what else? What else did you like? How many stars? Not stars, out of 10. Connor's getting stars, not out of stars, out of 10.
Okay. Stars out of 10.
No. Out of 10 stars. No. out of 10. Nanny McPhee and the Big Bang. Nanny McPhee Returns.
I'd say
9.
I knew it. 9. Really? 9 out of 10?
Yes.
Really?
It's great. I love it.
Great.
I just don't want to do a 10 because you're like, a 10?
No.
Again?
But just a minute, though. Worst movie ever. Would you also give that a 10? What's the movie you've liked least in your entire young life so far? Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. Tick. Are you going to answer? We're just going to sit here all night. Emily, out of 10.
9.
Really? That high? Just because of those swimming pigs, eh?
No, not because of the swimming pigs. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah?
It was encouraging, and it was surprising that they could get to London so quickly on a train thingy.
On a train thingy?
I mean a car, a motorcycle thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, kids ride a motorcycle? I missed that part.
No, the
Nanny McPhee. You didn't watch any of it.
Yes, I did. So Nanny McPhee. So let's compare it to another movie that has a... Let's see. Let's compare it to another movie that has a nanny in it. Say, Mary Poppins.
How
would you say Nanny? How would you say Nanny McPhee Returns is compared to Mary Poppins?
Well, they both have nannies.
They both have animated animals in them.
They both have great actors. Emma Thompson.
Yeah,
and
Emma Thompson's awesome, isn't she?
Yeah, and
Julie Andrews.
And Julie Andrews is my favorite actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm sure she'd be happy to hear that.
Julie Andrews, you're awesome.
You're awesome, that's right.
I don't know if you're listening, but you rock.
You rock.
Yeah.
So, one of the most important things about the Nanny McPhee stories, both the first one and the second one, to me anyway, is that they emphasize discipline, manners, accepting the consequences of your actions. I just think it's really cool that they kind of focus on that content. And as the kids, what happens as the kids learn a lesson? What happens?
They get better behaved.
No.
And
her mole and her tooth and her unibrow. And stuff like that start to disappear. And
yes.
Turn to normal.
Yes.
And then by the end, she's all normal. And she looks her normal. Really
she looks like her yes. normal actor.
She looks like Emma Thompson. Emma Thompson has also been in the Harry Potter movies, which you might see one day if you ever finish reading the books. As everybody knows, that's the deal Emily and Michelle have going, is that to be able to watch a movie, Emily has to read the books.
And
Connor.
And we're in a stall now, because I think Connor's read the first two, and we're just waiting for Emily.
No, Connor stopped in the middle and got really scared and then stopped, and now he has to restart.
I did not. I didn't want to read.
Nothing to be scared of. Nothing to be scared of. Nothing to feel silly about being scared. Being scared is a good thing sometimes. Something else that happened that's cool recently is Uncle Tim bought a...
iPad 2,
yes.
And Dad bought his iPad from him.
Yes.
Uncle Tim's
iPad, 32 gigabyte, 3G wireless, cost him about $700 probably, and I'm buying it from him for $365 because he's an awesome brother and very kind and wants to share the world of iPad with me. So I picked it up on Sunday, was doing a whole bunch of app downloading and putting apps on there and playing around and organizing stuff. And then I played...
Plants vs. Zombies.
And I am so late to that party, it's not even funny to the Plants vs.
As soon as he picked it up, he was off and running and he couldn't stop.
That's right.
He wouldn't put it down. And I'm like, Dad, don't start playing again. I want to watch you.
I need a 12-step program for Plants vs. Zombies because I am loving it. Ooh, I need to tell you guys something else that's cool. I just read, thanks to, again, Uncle Tim, Pixar is working on a movie called Brave. It's going to be Disney Pixar's 13th feature film, scheduled to arrive in theaters in the summer of 2012. So a few years ago, there were some pieces of artwork released, and now there's been more released on the net. If you go to pixartimes.com, you can see some Brave concept art. So the story takes place in the rugged and mysterious highlands of, yay, Scotland. They serve as the backdrop for Brave, a new tale that joins the land's ancient lore stories of epic battles and mystical legends passed down for generations. Directed by Mark Andrews, Brenda Chapman, produced by Catherine Serafian. Brave is the grand adventure of Merida, voiced by Kelly MacDonald. And Kelly MacDonald is an awesome Scottish actress. The character is a skilled archer who confronts tradition, destiny, and the fiercest of beasts to discover the true meaning of courage. film will also feature the voices of Emma Thompson, Billy Connolly, Julie Walters, Kevin McKidd from Grey's Anatomy, Craig Ferguson, talk show host and excellent voice on How to Train Your Dragon, and Robbie Coltrane, who is none other than Hagrid on the Harry Potter movies. It will be full of heart, memorable characters, and Pixar's signature humor. And the plan is for Brave to take aim at theaters on June 22nd, 2012 in Disney Digital 3D.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. Entertainment Weekly reported that Reese Witherspoon was originally attached to voice the role, was unable to work on the film due to scheduling issues. But Kelly MacDonald, who starred in No Country for Old Men, Boardwalk Empire, Trainspotting, and also has a role in the final Harry Potter film, she will be taking over, and makes perfect sense that a Scottish actress would voice a Scottish princess. So I am getting excited about that. So it's set to hit theaters June 22nd, 2012. So that's a year and a half away still, quite a while. But we'll keep our eyes on that and make sure we keep track of what's going on with Brave.
Unless we don't die first.
What?
Because people are saying we're going to die on 2012, even though I don't believe that.
No.
They need a second Incredibles
movie. Yes, Incredibles coming out on Blu-ray on April 12th. So I will be right there to pick that up on April 12th. That can't come soon enough, and it's only about 3 weeks away, so that's awesome.
And that's the week of my Shaketti exam.
Yes, Emily has a Shaketti exam. Shaketti is a style of ballet that Emily takes, so she has an exam in that. Yes, Connor, how may I assist you?
Dad makes us watch The Incredibles a bunch of different times.
Oh, you haven't watched it in a while. You always whine and complain.
We always watch it.
So that has been View from the Couch for Wednesday, March the 30th, without Michelle. Michelle is working nights this week to keep us from losing our house. No, I'm just kidding.
Keep our house.
Bring in a little extra cash. So while Michelle is working in the evening and home with the kids during the day, I will be flying solo this week. Being, as people say, oh, I'm babysitting my kids. No, you're parenting. So it's about, you guys will need to go to bed at about 4:30 and you'll have a piece of dry toast and water for supper, and you'll like it. And that's about it.
No way!
Everybody that's out there having spring break, of all ages, enjoy your spring break, and we will catch you next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
See ya!
Bye!
You've been listening to View from the Couch, a DVD Verdict podcast. View from the Couch is available exclusively on DVDverdict.com. Watch for new episodes every week. Thanks for your continued support. Kent and Michelle appreciate it. Be sure to visit DVDverdict.com for the latest in DVD and theatrical release reviews, DVD release information, talent interviews, event coverage, and much, much more.